I have a floor. Listen to that. I've got a floor. I made the whole thing out of pallets. I'm fucking, honestly, I can't believe how much difference a floor makes. I'm sure there's a song about that. I'm sure there's a fucking song about it. Look what difference a floor makes. 24 little hours. I'm talking utter shite. I'm sorry. I apologise profusely. The fucking, so I got it done. I just, like, I don't even know if I said anything about it. Let me take my jacket off. Like, I don't even know if I said anything about the fact that I was doing a floor. I've been making those fucking videos. Those videos have been tremendous, by the way. Like, I ended up, like, I've got, I don't know, no one fucking, I never open up my Instagram and go, oh, look, I've got all these followers through the night. That never fucking happens to me. Probably because I don't really do fuck all when it comes to, like, posting shit anymore. I do a lot of shit in my story and all that sort of stuff, but I haven't done anything like that. I made 4 videos, and, like, I basically, my, everything's went up. Everything that I've posted these videos on has went up, and I'm like, that, holy fuck, I need to keep doing this. So I made the floor and I filmed it and all that sort of stuff, but the thing that I realised was, see if I just continue to just, I want to try and put one out every day, but see if I just, like, do one and then edit it that night and then put it out, I won't do that for very long, because it's a fucking, it's not that it's really time consuming, it's just like, it's a fucking shagging hassle when you come home and you're like, oh fuck, I've still got a thing to edit, do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm not doing it like that. What I'm going to do is, I'm just going to, I've got 2 sitting, I'm going to film every day this week, and then what I'll do is I'll edit all of them and I'll end up with 7, and then what I'll do is I'll schedule them, and then that gives me some breathing room to actually just keep them ticking over, because it's a fucking no-brainer. But I put a floor in, right, and it's all pallet wood. It's not fucking, it's not laminate, it's not fucking vinyl or whatever it is. Listen, I've had a fucking, it's been such a mental day already that I totally forgot what fucking happened. I left the house without my batteries this morning. As you know, this thing doesn't have power yet. It doesn't have power yet. But I've been using a fucking battery, like a rechargeable battery to power my light. So today I was like, I turned up, set everything up, no fucking battery, left it in the house. It's still charging on my bed, you know what I mean? And then I was like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm not going to go all the way home to pick up a battery. So what I done was I got an extension, and the first extension that I got, I've ran it for the skate park all the way out here, and it didn't fucking, it wasn't long enough. So there's another one there that was a 45 metre, but someone is basically fucking just, I don't know what it done. It must have said something rude about somebody's fucking mum, because whoever used it last just totally trashed the fucking thing. So I just spent 20 minutes trying to fucking untangle the whole thing, and my arms are fucking sore, because, like, I'm just doing weights all the time, man. I got up this morning and I done my shoulder routine, and then I had to fucking fight an extension for fucking 40 minutes so I could get power in here, but I've got it. I got it fucking working. It's just been a bit mad. Let me take a drink of tea. This will be fucking roasting. But I've got a floor in, right? Now, it's not perfect. It's not perfect because it's fucking reclaimed pallet wood, right? But I like it. It's all different colours. There's loads of gaps and stuff like that. But here's my plan, right? My plan is to get epoxy resin, right? And dye it yellow, some of it yellow, and then some of it black, right? I was going to do it all different multicolour things, but I think it could end up a bit too much. Do you know what I mean? It could end up, for my taste, it could be a bit too much. So I thought I'll go yellow and I'll go with black because of the Wu-Tang. That was the only reason, because I was listening to that Joe Rogan podcast, which I haven't listened to for ages. I haven't listened to them for ages because there's that fucking many of them that you can't. But there was one with Raekwon, the chef. So I was listening to that while I was doing this, and I was like, maybe a yellow and black. So I'm going to fill in all the wee holes with the epoxy resin, right? And then what I'll do is, once it's all dried, is I'll buff it all back. I'll get a sander and I'll sand it all flat, because there's a couple of bits. There's one big bit there that's like too big, and I put it in, and then, in my infinite wisdom, what I've done is I screwed it in and then chewed all the screws, and now I can't get it out. So I'm like, I'll just need to sand that until it's fucking flat and hammer the screws in flat. Which, to be fair, fuck it. Do you know what I mean? You get what you pay for. But that's, and then I'll varnish it all, or I'll oil it all, and then that's it, man. But I'm actually really fucking pleased with the way and then I tidied up. See, because I've got everything out of here. Like, I've moved all my, I don't know if you can see, but, like, I've moved all my shit Like, I've got my cupboard chest of drawers there. Like, and then the other thing is, like, that other door opens. So, like, know how I was going to put a window there? I don't fucking need that. There's a window. I just need to open that door when I want to look out of it, right? And I could get a wee set of curtains. And I could just cover that up when I don't want people to look in and see my business, because I might be doing stuff that I don't want people to look at. Do you not meet a dirty bastard? Imagine thinking I'd be doing that in a room like this by myself. You're fucking, you're absolute creepo. But, like, I'm happy, man. It's fucking what, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do next, right? This is the plan next for this place, is I'm going to paint the ceiling today. That's going to happen. I've got some stuff I need to do after this, but I'm going to paint the ceiling white, right? My good lady wife has said she's got loads of different types of wallpapers in a cupboard somewhere, but they're all different types. So what I was going to do was just wallpaper it with just offcuts of wallpaper, because I couldn't give a fuck what it looks like, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, and plus, that's why I was thinking maybe if I put too much colour into the floorboards, it might be a bit too much if I've got like fucking mad, because the wallpaper's crazy. Like, it's like there's this mad tiger stripe one and stuff, so it'll be fucking crazy, mental looking. Now I need to paint the curtains, and then I need to get the place fucking insulated. That's what I need to do. There's holes in the plasterboard, and my plan is to just keep fucking putting holes in the plasterboard and then put in that foam insulation stuff you get and insulate it all so it's like warmer. Do you know what I mean? And then get it all wallpapered and cleaned up, and then that's when the shelves will go in and I'll build my own table. Like, I'll build everything to the way that I want it. That bit there will be empty so I can hang my guitars up there and all that sort of shit. And it's fucking, but it's properly, just because I done it, just because like I spent the time and I actually done a thing in here, it's made me go, holy fuck, it isn't that much. I think I was looking at it, like, I just put it on top of it. It was carpet tiles. It was old, horrible, manky fucking carpet tiles that were in here. And I didn't rip them up. I just put the wood right on top of it because I thought, that's an extra layer of insulation, isn't it? Carpet tiles and fuck taking it up. That's another job. So I just fucking screwed them all into it. Do you know what I mean? And that's been it. Like, I'm actually, like, I've done it before. Like, it's not like my technology? Not my my woodwork skills have got better over the years. Like, I have got better at it, obviously, because I have been doing things like building decking, which you know about. I've done pallet walls in my house. I don't know if I've told you about that. My living room has two pallet walls that I've done, where I just chopped them all up and cut them all together and putting stuff in that kind of thing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it like that, because I quite like that. The taking apart of pallets is an absolute shagging hassle, but it's like, I think it looks good, man. I'm happy with it. Do you know what I mean? Let me take another drink of tea. So, like, that was my first bit of news. I was like, I've got some fucking news to tell you today. And I had all these amazing things to say, and then that thing fucked up my feng shui because I've been fighting with an extension cord for the last 20 minutes trying to get power in here so I can film this fucking thing. Because I wasn't going home. I'm like, there's no way I'm fucking driving home, because I need to be home today before 3 o'clock for the younglings. It's like, there's no fucking way that I'm going to go all the way back to pick up a battery to come back here. I mean, I used the 25-meter one. I was like, I just could just get another extension and plug that into that, but it's going to rain. It's going to rain, and then I thought, I'll fucking electrocute myself, and that'll be it. Dead on it. Dead, live death on a podcast, because I've just fucking just gaffer taped things together and fucking blew myself up. Do you know what I mean? So what else has been happening? I've been listen to this, right? I haven't gave up the special herbs and spices. I said this last week, but I've been doing more edibles. So I've, right, and I've limited. This is the way that my life works, right? I change like 12 things at the one go. Like, I decide that I'm doing all these different things at the one go, and then it makes my life a bit better or easier or manageable, and then I don't know what one it is that's actually helping, right? Because I've decided to do so many different fucking things. And the three things that I've decided to do last week was, the first one is I gave up, I haven't smoked. Like, I haven't had a smoke all fucking week, and I've limited myself to 2 days a week with the edibles. One that I do, like, if I've got some work on that I need to do, and I basically recreational days, that's it. Like, that's what I do, 2 days, Friday, Saturday, I done it this week. It's like, that's me. And then the other thing that I done, and I didn't do this on purpose, I only done this because I bought that frying pan. I don't know if you've seen these fucking daft videos that I've been putting out, but I went and bought a frying pan because I managed to skip the train and save myself £6.50. So I got a frying pan, and I've got a runny nose. I'm really sorry. It's because it's fucking cold in here. The water, obviously the floor's roasting because it's got that extra layer of insulation, but the walls are still fucking cold. I got a frying pan, and I made loads of eggs. I bought myself a steak out of the reduced section the other day. So I didn't have any, and this wasn't on purpose. This was one of these things where I've woke up and went like, ah, it's me, I'm giving up the carbs. Because to be honest, I don't really know anything about this sort of shit. But I just stopped eating, like, carbs. I stopped eating pasta. I stopped eating rice. I've not ate bread for fucking ages anyway. But, like, I stopped eating all that stuff. And honestly, I'm not joking when I say this, right? My brain started working. Like, I feel like, but then I'd also gave up the heavy duty blasting every day. Do you know what I mean? Not that I was waking up first thing in the morning and starting. There was a couple of days. There was maybe 4 days out of the 7. But like, the fucking, which is nothing really. But like, I haven't been blasting it as much as I have, and I've gave up the carbs. And then what was the other thing that I fucking done? I done something else and I can't remember what it is. And honestly, I feel like my brain's been like pure, like actually fucking working. Like, it's been like, this is how you're supposed to feel. And I don't know why. And then what happened is I done the Google. I went into Google and I was like, does eating carbs affect ADHD? And then one blog was like, oh yes, 100%. And then another blog was like, no, don't be fucking stupid. And I was like, well, what fucking one is it? Has anyone done the research into this? And then I thought, fuck it, I'm going to do it. That's me. I'll do the research. I'll research this. I'm a scientist after all. I'll research whether or not this fucking works. So I gave up, like, but it was like, fucking, right. See the Friday, man, holy fuck. So I think I stopped it on the Wednesday. I think what happened was, so I bought the eggs and I bought the steak, right? And I cycled home because I get the train out, right? And I'd left my bike in my store and I was like, I'll cycle home. And when I cycled home, I felt fucking great. Like, I had hundreds of fucking energy. I wasn't like that first time that I cycled home. I was like a fucking half shut knife by the time I got here. But like, I feel great. I've got loads of fucking, this is easy, but I'm like, this is so much fucking easier than it was like 2 days ago. And then I was like, why the fuck is that? And then when I said to my wife, I was like, I feel fucking great. She says, what have you been eating? I was like, I just cycled back. And she's like, what have you ate? I was like, I literally have just ate eggs and steak today. And she's like, it's probably because you've not had any carbs. You've not, like, crashed. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she started telling me about this. So it's like ketosis, right? So when your body will burn carbs for energy. And then when it doesn't have carbs, it burns fat. And when it burns fat, it goes into ketosis, I think, right? And then, which is where the keto diet thing comes from. Not that I'm on a diet. I'm not on a fucking diet because I hate all that shit. Like, see when you fucking turn around and go, that's me, I'm on a diet. You're like, not for fucking long, you're not. It's like folk that go, I'm trying to give up the smoking. I'm like, but you fucking won't. Because you keep saying you're trying. You either are or you aren't. Like, that, you know what I mean? That's it. I know that from experience. You either are giving it up or you've gave it up. No, I mean, like, it's to do with the way that you speak, like what you say. You've got to speak it into existence. Do you know what I mean? Which is kind of that is what I'm doing with this. Do you know what I mean? Like, for the last, no, have I said, was it last week? No, I said last week, but I was like, I just felt like, what the fuck's the point? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't have that feeling anymore. Like, I'm fucking totally on the ball again. I'm like, right, this is what's happening. This is where I'm going. This is how it's going to work out and all that sort of stuff. And then simplifying everything rather than having it all. I don't feel as overwhelmed by things. Like, not that I ever get, overwhelmed's the wrong fucking word. It's the same as when people go, like, I feel quite anxious. I'm like, I hate that word too. You know, I've got quite a bit of anxiety. I'm like, that word might work for you, but anytime I think of fucking anxiety, I mean real fucking anxiety where like you're like shaking. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've got the white fucking sweats and you're having panic attacks all the time. That's like fucking anxiety. Then there's being nervous, which is different. Do you know what I mean? Nerves and anxiety are two different fucking things, but at some point, they've kind of get crossed. Then you've got like a wee worry. Now I've got a wee worry about that thing. Like, when I say I was overwhelmed, I don't mean I was overwhelmed like I was sitting in the corner shaking back and forth. I don't know what I'm going to do in my life. I just mean like, when I walked in here and the place was a fucking mess and the walls have got fucking, there's people's phone numbers written on the wall. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when I bought, there's fucking measurements and shit written on the wall for when I got them off this fucking person who I bought them off. Like, there's all this shit running about the place that doesn't belong to me. Fucking random hooks hanging out the wall and all that shit. And then it was fucking oil stains and all that fucking stuff all over the carpet. Everything was all over the place. When I was rolling about in my chair, I was constantly tripping up over cables and all that sort of stuff. All that sort of stuff. And it was just like, it's too fucking much and I don't know where to start. Fuck that. Like, that's not overwhelmed. Not like I'm so overwhelmed with the whole thing, because it's fucking pointless anyway. It's just that, do you know what I mean? It's like, nothing that I do in here is going to make any major difference to the fucking, the atrocities that are happening in the world right now to people. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I've not got a fucking flora and I'm like, I just can't function. Do you know what I mean? It's not like that. I just mean there was so much. It was like, what the fuck's the point? Like, what the fuck is the point? Whereas now, it's been fucking 4 days or something. And then at the weekend, I was like, ah, fucking, but I don't, because I'm not on a diet. I don't do diets. I don't do that shit because I will only fail at a diet. I just stop eating shite. But on Sunday, I just fucking went for it. My good lady wife's gran had bought, because it was her anniversary, she got us a box of After Eights and a box of Celebrations. They're fucking gone. That's gone, because my good lady wife doesn't eat Celebrations. So I ate all of them when I was doing the Ireland. Do you know what I mean? So I know that today I'm like a bit kind of fucking flat because I was just like overindulging. Do you know what I mean? But what had happened was, so I had the eggs and the steak and I got up the road. And then we'd made spaghetti bolognese that night, and I just didn't eat pasta. I just ate it out the bowl with some spinach. And I was like, I feel fucking tremendous. This is the best I've felt, and I don't fucking know how long. Because what's been happening to me is it gets to about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and I'm on my ass, like fucking falling asleep. I was falling asleep on the couch. I think I told you that. There was times where I'd be sitting, and I'd just be falling asleep on the couch at like 5 o'clock during the day. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening to me? Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? So that's why I'm like, I've made these changes where I'm like, no, I need this, I need to do this and that, because I'm not, I fell asleep on the couch last night, but it was a pure sugar crash. I knew it was. See, so, because I was sitting there reading a book and then I was like fucking starting to do that nod thing that I do. And then I was away, I was fucking sleeping. And I know it was because I just inhaled a fucking whole box of Celebrations. Do you know what I mean? I knew that was why it was happening to me. But, I was like, I fucking feel great. And then when I woke up the next day, I was like, I'm going to try that again. So I'd done it again and then like done the same thing, just ate eggs, just ate, like, I didn't eat any sort of fucking bread or any of that sort of shit. And then when I got, I made a curry that night for the younglings, and I didn't eat the rice. I just ate the curry. I just ate the whatever I'd made. And I was like, this is fucking, I feel better. I feel better for this. I do not feel fucked. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, this isn't as hard as what I thought it was. But seeing the Friday, holy fuck, man. So I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning on the Friday and I was like, what? And then, because it's been a while since that's happened. Well, not a while. It's been like a fucking week since that's happened. And I woke up at 3 o'clock. I was like, I am absolutely fucking gubbed. So I went downstairs and I just sat on the couch for a bit. And then eventually I got back to sleep and I woke up at 7. And I missed my alarm because I've been getting up at like 6:30. So I got up at 7. I was like, I am absolutely fucking keen today. Like, I don't know why I don't feel well. Pure sore throat, head fucking sore. I was like, am I getting the cold? Am I getting the fucking flu? And when we dropped the younglings off at school, I said to my good lady wife, I was like, I feel like I've got the fucking cold coming on. And she's like, oh, that'll be the kettle flu. It's like, what? What? She's like, that's the kettle flu. There's people when they start doing this kettle diet thing, like they feel like they get the flu. She was like, remember when you gave up the coffee? What did you feel like when you gave up the coffee? I was like this. And she's like, that's what it is. It's the sugar and the coffee. It's like you, because you've gave up, because you've stopped taking this stuff, your body's going, where the fuck's all this caffeine and sugar? Like, that's what it is. So while it's making the switch from using carbs to fats, you feel like shit. I was like, oh, fuck, man. So that's, so on Saturday and Friday, I was like, I just don't feel good at all. My head was fucking sore. I just felt like I was pissing all day. Didn't matter how much I drank. Like, I just felt like just terrible. Do you know what I mean? And then the Saturday I woke up and I was like, that's out of here again. Which is kind of what happened with the coffee. I think the coffee thing lasted 2 days. Listen, see what I'm saying this to you? You do what the fuck you want. I don't give a fuck. In the nicest way possible, I don't give a fuck what you do. Like, if you're like that, I'll fucking, I couldn't live my life like that. I don't give a fuck how you live your life, as long as you're not being a dick to someone on purpose. Do you know what I mean? If you don't go home and you've kept someone in your cupboard to kick fuck out of every day, do you know what I mean? Like, fill your fucking boots. You want to eat fucking Celebration 7 days of the week? Fucking knock yourself out, man. But see, when you get diabetes, don't fucking go, well, how the fuck did that happen? Because it's fucking Celebrations. That's how it happened. Do you know what I mean? But why am I even fucking saying this? The reason I'm saying it is, I'm not saying this because I'm trying to preach and go, you need to change your life, you need to be vegan and all that stuff, because I'm not fucking vegan. Like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you this. I feel so much fucking better because of making a slight change, right? That's all it is. But see, when I say to people, like, folk will go, like, do you want a coffee? I'm like, nah, I'm all right, man. Would you not drink coffee? I was like, I gave the coffee up about a year ago. And they're like, all right. And they're like, do you want a biscuit? I was like, no, I'm all right for biscuits. Like, why do you not eat biscuits here? I was like, I gave the sugar up. I had a real sugar and fucking coffee problem. So, like, I gave them up. And he go, oh, so, and I says, I don't drink either, and I don't do, and he go, oh, so what do you do for fun? And he's like, believe it or not, drinking coffee and eating sugar weren't the fun things that I done. Like, it wasn't like that was the thing. Like, that's how I lived my life. It was like, oh, the most fun I have is when I have a cup of coffee. Like, I do fucking loads of stuff. I'm a fucking avid vandal. Do you know what I mean? I go skateboarding all the fucking time. Like, I'm constantly putting fucking... Like, as much as I hate stripping parts, I fucking like the feeling I get when I'm finished putting the floor in. Like, I didn't derive all my happiness from fucking... From drink. There's another one. Folk, some people are like, they can't believe when they go, it's not that I don't drink. I just don't drink... The way that I used to drink, because the way that I used to drink was fucking unhealthy. Like, it was a bad fucking way to drink. Listen, I don't know if I've ever told you this. Let me take a drink of tea, and then I'll tell you this, right? I've told you the story about me drinking the... I'd used to wake up in the morning, I'd pull the window down, and I'd peel the cans off, and I'd just start drinking, right? This was a good couple of years ago. I was talking to my good lady wife about this, and I don't even know why we were talking about it. But there was times where I would go to my house, I'd go home, right? And I'd buy a bottle of whiskey and I would sit with a bottle of whiskey on my computer table, right? And I'd have a basin next to me and I would drink shots of whiskey until I was sick and I'd just be sick in the basin and then I'd just continue to drink whiskey. And that's what I'd done, like, because I knew, like, I'm going to keep drinking this and eventually I'm going to be sick and then I'll be sick and then I'll just keep drinking again. And I was saying this to my good lady wife, and she was like, that's, like, fucking mental. Like, I've never done that. And I'm like, you've never done that? And she's like, no, it's not ever been anything that I've never knowingly drank until, like, I'll be sick, and then I'll just do it there, and then I'll continue. Like, that's never been a thing for me. And I was like, no, that was, like, every time I probably drank, do you know what I mean? So when I say, like, I don't drink, I don't think I'm a fucking... I don't think I'm an alcoholic. I don't think I'm that. But I do think that there was some times in my life where I was a bit fucking mad. My drinking was mad. It was mental. And it's not until I'm looking back and I'm going, fucking hell, that is a crazy way to drink. Because I would have been out drinking all day and then went back with a bottle of whiskey and done that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not fucking great. So when I say that, see when people go, what do you do for fun? Where do you get your happiness from? See, when I drank like that, I wasn't fucking happy. Do you know what I mean? I wasn't sitting there going like, what a fucking great day I'm having. Like, I was fucking miserable, which is why I drank. So, like, that's the fucking thing. So I'm not telling you all this stuff because I'm like, you need to change eating. Because in the nicest way possible, like, it doesn't affect me. I'm just saying, I genuinely think this has had a bit of a difference in the way. Because, like... It's not that my brain doesn't work, but there is times where I'm like looking at the list of things that I've got to do and I go, mañana, which is Spanish for tomorrow, mañana. And then what happens is it gets to the next day and I look at the list again, I go, mañana, and it just keeps going. See, after, like, on Wednesday, I have been the most productive I've been in fucking a long time. And I genuinely think it's because I'm not getting to 3 o'clock and then I'm hitting a fucking downer. I'm hitting a heavy crash because one of the things I was doing for lunch was just eating a whole pack of oatcakes and cheese. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, a whole block of fucking cheese and a whole pack of oatcakes. Do you know what I mean? Fucking... And I think part of that is because I don't think about what I'm going to eat until it's too late. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, I don't plan it. I just do it. And then, like, so I was painting on Thursday at Glasshouse Gallery, right? So I was painting this Mad Eggman looking thing, which I thought turned out pretty fucking good, man. So the way that I'd done it was a bubbler pipe, right? And then the Eggman, this Eggman with a face, it was like an egg with his face tattooed on, and there was two holes in the shell, and in one hole of the shell, it was all this fried egg coming out, right? And then the other crack in the shell was all the breathing out of the smoking of the bubbler pipe, and then like a match and stuff. Now, the last, when I paint I eat like that, I just totally fucking crash. So I went to the shop and I bought stuff that I knew wasn't going to fucking kill me, do you know what I mean? Wasn't going to put me sleeping in the next kind of hour. And then once I'd done that, I finished the whole thing in a day, and I was like, holy fuck, like, this is actually making a fucking massive fucking difference to the shit that you're doing. So maybe you should keep keep doing this. But I also don't know if it's because I'd stopped smoking and I've been taking edibles. Listen to what I'm about to say here. You don't know, but you will know when I fucking tell you. Let me take a drink of tea. As you know, I'm a shite bag when it comes to the edibles because I've had too many fucking bad experiences. See, when I say I've had too many bad experiences, I don't think that's strictly true. I think I've maybe had three really bad edible experiences, and then the rest of them have been pretty fucking good. But the three were so bad that it's poisoned the rest of them, right? So I got these 100 milligram edibles from my greengrocer, right? And I was like that. I don't know how much of these to take. And my greengrocer was like that. I think you'll be fine with a full one. I was like, but I've been stopping the smoking, so my tolerance is quite low. And they were like, man, I would still try with a full one and see how you go on. So I didn't take that advice. What I'd done is I quartered it, and I took a quarter the first time. And I got about an hour in, about 2 hours in, I was like, kind of feel it, don't really feel it. I'll give it another 2 hours, and then I'll take a half. So I gave it another 2 hours, and I took a half. I was like, oh, I can start to feel it's starting to come on. I'm starting to feel this thing. So then I took another half, and then I took another half, right? And that night, when I was lying in my bed, I had the best fucking sleep I've ever had in my fucking, for ages, man. Like, it was so fucking good. And the thing that I noticed was, I was lying in my bed, right? And I was falling asleep, and then I'd wake up in the exact same position that I'd fell asleep in. That doesn't happen to me. I wake up like sideways in the bed, on the fucking floor, curled up at the bottom, like in the bathroom. I never wake up in the same way that I fell asleep. So like when I was lying on my back, because, and here's the other thing, right? This is the other thing. So when I have an inhalation of the special herbs and spices, it's like a bomb going off in my brain. That's what it's like. And it's like, fucking, think all these fucking things you can do, man. And then it's all these ideas, and I'm writing it all down. I'm doing all this shit and all that. And it's all fucking, it's all over the place. And it's like, that's what it feels like. I've said it before. I feel like I've got this thing, and what I do when I have a bit of special herbs and spices is I just provoke it. I just like fucking poke the bear, and then it goes a bit fucking mad for a while. But then I struggle to stop. I struggle to have the bit where I'm like, right, you can stop doing this now. Any fucking minute I can stop. Do you know what I mean? And it doesn't lead me to good places. It leads me to places where I've been doing it for 3 weeks and then I forget my name. And then the other thing I noticed was there was some things that happened that I was doing, and the way I reacted to them were like completely fucking different for the way that I would have reacted to them if I wasn't constantly on the special herbs and spices, which was not that they were terrible, but it was more inside. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like I'd reacted. Someone had said things to me, and the way I reacted to them internally was so much fucking worse than it would have been if I hadn't been doing it. I just think it took an overall effect on, I don't know, I just wasn't feeling myself. Do you know what I mean? But what I've noticed with the fucking edibles is, it's all there. All the fucking things are there, but they come through one at a time. Do you know what I mean? They don't come through like fucking, blah, 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 blah. They come through one at a time, like clearly. They're like, oh, there's this, and there's this, and there's this, and there's this. And it's a bit more kind of relaxed. And the reason why that is because it's a different chemical at the end of the day. It is a different chemical compound. So when you smoke, it's the THC. But when you have an edible, it's, I can't even fucking remember what it is. It's something, something, something. The THC is still in it, but there's a 9 in there as well. But like, it's a different chemical compound. It does a different thing to you. And I was like, this is fucking, I feel very different doing this. And then the second time that I done the edibles, I was like, I'll start with a half again this time, and I'll see, because I'm still kind of testing the water, because the last thing I want to do is take one of these things and then be like, I'm going to need to go lie down for an hour, and I go into one of these, because I have done that, I have been to the bad places. But then, I think sometimes a lot of that is because I'm like, it's the situation that I'm in. I think it's set and setting. Terence McKenna said that, it's the set and setting, right? And I think the last time I had a bad one was because I still was having to be a responsible parent, and I had other people in my house that I had to talk to, and I had all this other stuff going on, and it heightened the whole thing. Whereas if you're just lying in your bed and you're by yourself, you're like, this is, right, here's the fucking thing. This hasn't happened. It doesn't happen with the inhalation, but like with the other day when I took them and I woke up, I was hearing music loud and fucking clear, hearing
fully formed pieces of music, right? And I was like, this is fucking mental. Like, how am I hearing? And they weren't other people's bits of music. It wasn't like I was hearing. At one point, no, I was in the shower and I was, it was a, that song for Toy Story, You Got a Friend in Me, kept fucking coming up, man. Randy Newman, You Got a Friend in Me, kept coming, You Got a Friend in Me. I like Randy Newman. I don't know if you've ever listened to Randy Newman. He's got some fucking good songs, man. Short People, that's good. Short People got no, what is it, Worries? I can't remember. It's fucking good, man. So, like, and that kept coming into my head. I was like, this is fucking weird. Why the fuck does that keep coming in my head? But then I was like, there's all these, like, fully formed pieces of music coming into my head. And I was like, this is fucking mad. This is completely fucking different from any everything I've experienced up to that point. So that's where I am with that. I think I've kind of turned a corner with the old special herbs and spices, because last week when I didn't do them, I had a fucking really, really, really fucking productive week. I put a floor in. Know what I mean? I put a floor. I've had this thing from maybe May or June last year. That's me finally put a fucking floor in. And then I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get my ceiling painted. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I am so much more fucking focused than I was, because I think I was using that as a bit of a crutch. When I was doing jobs that I wasn't particularly enamoured with, like painting a ceiling, for example, I'd be like, oh, I'll just get a smoke and then I'll be able to do it. And 9 times out of 10, that job that maybe took me an hour would end up taking me 2 hours, because I would stop every 2 minutes to fucking draw a picture or fucking message someone or decide I'm going to put stickers on my window. Or, do you know what I mean? Like, there's all these other things. So I feel like I most definitely have been using it as a bit of a crutch. And now I'm not. No, I'm not, and I'm sharing it with you. I don't know why I'm sharing it with you, but I am. Probably because that's what this is. It's just a fucking constant. It's me sharing my shite with you, basically. That's what it is. It's just me sharing the shite that goes on in my fucking daily life. So that's what's been happening. Apart from that, the video things have been really fucking good, but the thing that I realised when I was doing them was this will be a really time consuming thing if I don't edit these in batches. See, if I don't batch edit these things, you'll hate this in 10 minutes and then you won't do it anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I've rethought that, and the whole time when I was making the videos, I was like, I wonder if this will affect the podcast, because if I'm constantly doing daily updates, then what the fuck will I do for my podcast? What will I talk about? Because everybody knows everything that I've done. Which made me then think, that's why I should probably have these running a week behind. Do you know what I mean? So that the avid listeners to the podcast will have the information up front, but then during the next week they'll see it in real time, but a week behind, sort of thing. So I thought about that, and then what I started thinking was, because the overwhelm, that's been the main fucking thing I've noticed, and I don't know what one it is. I wish I did, but this is just the way that I do. I always seem to do it like this. Like, see, when I was doing the therapy thing, I went in that fucking 2 week tolerance break when I started doing therapy. Do you know what I mean? Which I didn't realise would fuck you up, as like make you as tired as what you were. And then I gave that up as well. And I gave up the coffee and I gave everything up at the... I just cold turkey things. And then I'm like, I don't know what has made me feel better. So I need to continue to do all three. But what I do feel is that I don't have the same level of... There's so much moving parts in that I'm not even going to start. I don't have that. Like for example, a social media plan. I would never, like, see, fucking a while ago, like last year, I'd never have fucking sat down and wrote a fucking social media plan, ever. Not fucking once. Whereas now that I'm like, oh, these videos are starting to work, what would make these videos better? Probably coming up with a plan of how you're going to put them out and when to put them out and all that sort of stuff. And it doesn't feel as like, ah, fuck that, there's loads of... Do you know what I mean? It feels like that makes a lot of sense, because I've now got a thing that I can do. So that's been a major... My hands are absolutely fucking filthy. They're so dirty because I've had to fucking... Like, thingy that thing, that fucking... extension cable-y fucking thing. I'm totally fucking distracted again. Let me just fucking... Sorry, let me take a drink of tea. Jesus fuck. That's you tell. I'm telling you how fucking great my brain is and all that. Oh, my brain. It's just me and my brain are best friends again. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? My hands are dirty. Are those my teeth? Have I always had those shoes? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, listen, this is how focused I have been. That's the Christmas lights down. Like my Christmas tree light, not my Christmas tree lights, but see the lights that I put outside the house, they'll stay up to fucking February, man. They'll stay up to February. I got them down yesterday. That's me a fucking whole 10 days ahead of last year. Do you know what I mean? That's how fucking on it I am now because I've fucking... I don't know if the carb thing is real. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if it's like a real thing, like if that would actually happen, like if you stop eating that. But it must, because I was reading it and I was like, there's things in there, but it says that your gut, so everything that's happening in your stomach then affects the chemistry in your brain. And I was like, well, that's fucking obvious then. Like, if I'm not eating a thing and I'm doing another thing, then fucking, it must have a direct effect on it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm basically just going to guinea pig myself for this week. I've obviously hammered it yesterday. But like, see, this week I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to stick to what I'm doing and just stick to the fucking, the meat, the eggs and the fucking, what else have I been eating? Because there is still loads of things that I can eat. It's not like I've then just went, I can't eat all these fucking things. It is literally just like fucking, the only kind of carbonara, I do like a carbonara to be fair, but like, the only kind of carby things I have are like pasta, rice, and like potatoes. Like that's it. And like, I can fucking take a leaf chips, to be fair. Like, I'm not the hugest fucking fan of potatoes. And pasta and rice, I just eat because it's fucking there on the plate. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the only reason that I do it. So I'm just going to see how the whole thing fucking pans out. But I do feel as if it's had a massive effect on my brain. But then I could be talking shite. I could be just fucking making the whole thing up, which is, I've got, do you know what I mean? I've got previous of that. I have got previous of just fucking saying that badgers lay eggs in trees and all that sort of shit. I've been writing that. I've been right into fucking writing that on the train. The short story thing, like those things about the badgers. And I came up with one the other day. It was an idea. What the fuck was it? I can't remember. But, right, there was a thing that I was going to say last week that I totally fucking whitewashed over the top of and totally blanked. I was talking about the last jackalope thing that I'm writing, right? And how, in this book, what I was doing was, imagine, this is the thing that I imagined. Imagine, like, with all the planets, right, and all the different things that happen, imagine there was only so many types of species that could happen. Right, because of, you've only got like so many elements and so many different things like that. So there would be potentially in this book, because I don't think there's any science to back this up, but there could be potentially an only way that this would happen. So for example, I was saying in this last jackalope thing that like the most common initial species on a planet would be lizards, which is why we got dinosaurs, right? But if the lizards don't work, then the mammals get a shot. And then when the mammals don't work or the mammals fuck it up, the insects get a go. And then I was imagine it was like that. Imagine it was like that with like every planet, depending on the very specific things that happen on that planet, you only get a certain type of life that's on that. And then I thought, what if I wrote all this into this book and I wrote the whole thing out so that, I don't even know why the fuck I'm telling you this. Like, I genuinely don't even know why I'm fucking telling you this. I get halfway through that and I was like, why the fuck am I even talking about this, right? Fuck it, man. I'm just going to leave this here, right? So look, I don't think there's anything else I need to say. I don't think I've got anything. Oh, I've got a crash course in vandalism happening on the 2nd of February, right? The under 18s class is that's completely sold out now. There is no more tickets for that, but there's still spaces available for the over 18s. So if you ever fancied learning how to use spray paint, getting into graffiti, any of that sort of shit, go to my website, tragicalara.com, and go to that. The Cult of Walrus thing, it's on my list of things to do this week. There'll be an update for that coming out. So if you've not signed up to my newsletter, go to tragicalara.com/newsletter, maybe, and it'll come up there, and you'll hear directly from my manager, from my confidant, by the person who has nothing but my best interests at heart, Harold Igman. Otherwise known as the Eggman. And I think that's it. Fuck it. I'm just going to leave this here. So thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got. And I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.